time around. We're talking the O Tannenbaum Tour. It's back for 2023. She's with us every year at about this time. Katie Taylor is in the studio with us this morning. Morning, Katie.
Morning.
Tell us who you brought with you this morning.
Today I brought Stacy, one of the committee members with us.
Stacy, thanks for being here this morning.
You're welcome.
All right, Katie, tell us, first of all, for people that are not familiar with the O Tannenbaum Tour, this has been around here in Merrill for quite some time.
16 years.
16?
Total, but not in that same area.
Okay. Yeah. But it's now at St. Stephen's Church, and
yep.
That's coming up on
Saturday.
Already, so it's O Tannenbaum Tour time. What is the O Tannenbaum Tour?
It's an event that we put on for a nonprofit, and we help the community by giving back to the community to backpack program, Sister's House, and stuff like that for
okay.
To just help support them in the 4-H programs is how it kind of got started too.
So this is a way to celebrate Christmas,
yep.
Give back to the community, and
yep.
everybody get together and see some nice Christmas stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, it gets everybody in the Christmas spirit.
Sure, and that's why it's happening earlier in the Christmas season, right as we kick
yep.
off December. And so the O Tannenbaum Tour, when people get to St. Stephen's, what will they see in there, Stacy?
They'll come in and they'll pay to get in or represent their tickets if they have them.
Okay.
And then they will come down the steps and we will have an entryway and they will walk into Gingerbread Lane.
Really? So that's the theme this year,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Gingerbread is the theme this year. And now where are these trees coming from?
They come from Garcia Evergreens, Fritz's Mountains High Ground Tree Farm, Northwoods Evergreen, Wisconsin Evergreen Company, Smile and John's Tree Farm, King's Evergreen and Reese, and Jackson Prairie River Tree Farm.
So they're local tree farms.
Yes. Yep.
They donate these trees to the cause, right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay, and then what happens to the trees once they're donated, Katie?
We have different people out through the community from, like, banks to 4-H members to anybody from businesses that want to decorate a tree. They put a theme together, decorate the tree, and then they get raffled off.
So do all the trees have to have that gingerbread theme?
Nope.
Okay. So that's just the overall theme,
yes.
But people can still decorate the tree any way they want.
Yep.
Are there any other packer trees there?
Yes.
Really? That was a fast yes.
I am not a Packer fan, though.
Okay, so it might not make you very happy, no. But other people that come in, they're going to even see a Packer tree out there. How many trees are there all at one time?
Right now, this year we have 26.
26 trees to stroll through. So how long does it take to stroll through 26 trees?
It probably will take a while because we have baskets in there, yep. And wreaths all with everything, so we're giving them away.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that fundraising aspect. Stacy, what kind of basket's going to be there?
Oh, there's baskets from Outboards, which is a Bloody Mary basket. There's a Packer basket from HMM here in town. Sensibility did gift certificates this year.
Okay.
Nachos also did gift certificates. And, you know, he is going to be reopening soon.
Yep.
So anybody
mm-hmm.
that wins, feel free to go in and have dinner on Nacho.
Let's get the whole list. Is all these sponsors, they all deserve a shout-out.
This year, we got new places. Dog and Suds, Bottoms Up Bar and Grill, Northwoods Cafe, Sideways, Castaway, Honeycomb Loft, our normal places that we had in the past are the Sensibility, the Touch of Gold. She's been doing necklaces, Outboards, and then Rita's Scarlet Garden that did stuff.
So
the and then all they have the people that I read off. They're doing it this year yet too.
So all those businesses, do they put the basket together?
Nope, they have their own a basket or gift certificates or whatever they would like to do.
And they put it all together.
And then
we collect them. We go and collect them like either the week before or, you know, whenever they have it ready, we just go down there and we pick it up and keep in touch with them all throughout the time. And then when they're ready, we just go pick them up.
So people come into St. Stephen's Church, they'll go downstairs, they'll get the theme right away, they'll go through all the trees. While they're going through trees, they have an opportunity to buy raffle tickets for
yep.
these baskets, right?
Yep.
And as far as refreshments go, is there any
yep.
refreshments?
We have a little bit of like coffee, hot cocoa, cappuccino, like milk and eggnog for like the little kids and stuff like that. And then we have like little cookies and stuff like that. Just a little sampler, like Christmas, you know, stuff. So
just some good snacking stuff. And what are the exact times again? Let's get that. I want to get it now, and I want to get it again before you get out of here. So what are the exact times people can come and look at all these trees?
Saturday is from 10 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And then Sunday is from 10 o'clock until 2.
Okay. So pick the day. Go both days if you want to.
Yep.
And then Sunday we draw at 2:15 for to be the winner.
So as far as the entry admission, what does that cost?
That is $3 for adult,
okay.
$1 for 6 and 11.
And you're leaving some tickets here. We'll be able to give some tickets away here in the next few days.
Yep.
Okay, so people can keep on listening to the Big Q for that. You say that there's going to be some live entertainment as well. Explain the live entertainment aspect.
We have people that volunteer their time to play piano and...
So it's like some background music.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
We have piano students. We have a juggler. And then a comedy magic. The Church Mutual singers. And then Mary Wade. And then before the our parade in Merrill, we also have the Merrill Band that comes too before they go down and do that.
So when's the Merrill Parade?
At 5 o'clock.
Okay. Yep. So you can really take in a lot of Christmas in Merrill this weekend.
Yep.
And... refreshments, music, lots of Christmas spirit, lots of nice people. People should probably plan on spending about... Stacy, if you had to tell somebody that's never been there, how long are they going to be there involved in all this? For somebody that's never been there before. I mean, you can probably get through there in 5 minutes if you want, but you're going to want to take longer than
that. I'd say, you know, I've had people come down and they're down there for 2 hours. Just
really?
Kind of looking around. And, okay. You know, because it takes time. I mean, you want to check out everything and get the spirit... You know, the feel of the Christmas spirit, and there's so much to see.
You said 27 trees, right?
26.
26 trees. Is there room for more in the future?
No. Not right now.
You're full up.
We kind of squeaked. We squeaked, but...
So is businesses that get involved in this, I'll bet you must, if you don't have a waiting list, you're probably going to start having a waiting list real soon. It sounds like a lot of businesses usually use this, not only as a marketing opportunity, but just another way to contribute to the community.
Yeah, we started a little soon. We knew what our theme was, and we kind of got in the horn and started, because me and Stacy are the ones that live up in Tomahawk. And,
okay.
My mom, Ann, and Susie kind of got a group together, and this is what it kind of turned out to be, and it's been so long, and...
The people that are sponsoring these trees, these business people, they come down into the church, they bring all their own decorations, they get it done, and then they're saying, that's it, and ready for the show.
They come back even on Saturday and Sunday and stuff like that, too.
Okay. What happens to all these trees after Sunday?
Whoever gets the winner gets
the tree and all the decorations.
Yep. What does that mean? Whoever gets the winner, what does that mean? So this is a contest to enter
You just put your raffle ticket in the bucket that you would like, basket that Bottoms Up Bar and Grill did. They did if you need wrapping paper, scissors, a coffee cup with mug, you know, and then they also threw a little alcohol in there, and you could go wrap some presents with the basket that you won, so you don't have to go buy the wrapping paper and stuff.
So you can take a raffle ticket and use that to get the basket raffle prizes, or you can take the raffle ticket and put in toward a tree that you would like the tree, and then you get not only the tree, but everything on it?
Yes.
Everything on it, or whatever. Some people will put stuff underneath it.
Okay.
So you get the whole
shoot match.
The whole shoot, yep.
Wow, that's really something. It's called the O Tannenbaum Tour. 16 years this has been going on in Merrill. It's at St. Stephen's Church. That's at 903 East 2nd Street in Merrill. Again, raffles. It's a $3 admission for adults, a buck for kids age 6 to 11. And let's talk about something else. You guys have been recognized. Your organization has been recognized. You actually won an award for this last year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Everybody likes to come and see different things that help out through the community, and we got nominated this year for the nonprofit award.
Nonprofit of the Year award.
Yes.
Yeah.
O Tannenbaum Tour won the Nonprofit of the Year award from the Merrill Chamber.
And it will be displayed there too.
Now that has to say a lot. Stacy, how long you been involved? Been a while, a few years.
Three, four years.
Katie?
A long time.
A long time. Yeah. Have you ever been recognized like this before?
No.
So what is that? How does that make you feel
time? It makes us feel good. I mean, yeah, especially what we do for the community and stuff like that. So
absolutely. Stacey Beaver, some last words as to why you want everybody to go to the O Tannenbaum tour this weekend.
Because it gets you in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's fun. It's just, it gets people involved to come down and just, you know, get in that.
Because when in the Christmas spirit, we're not mean to each other.
No.
So, I mean, we all need to be in that spirit more often.
And listen to Christmas songs. Yes. I've been listening to Christmas songs since before Thanksgiving, so.
You know what? I say more power to you if you like that, then that's good. And Katie, how about you? Any last words this morning?
Santa's coming.
Oh, that's right. Santa's going to be there. What are the times when Santa's going
to
be
11
there?
11 to 2 on Saturday.
Okay. And Santa's going to be putting on some miles this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So he's going to be there, too, at the O Tannenbaum Tour, St. Stephen's Church in Merrill, 903 East 2nd Street, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, bring the kids, get everybody together, go pick up Grandma and Grandpa, and everybody take the whole family to the O Tannenbaum Tour.
We're going to have a picture thing that you can stick your head by, and you'll have a gingerbread. I don't know what you want to call those things, but you can, a little photo option.
It's a photo opportunity for people that want to use that and then turn that into their Christmas cards. And
there we go.
There you go.
Perfect opportunity
for
that.
That's something different, creative, that we're doing that me and Stacy thought of this year, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, think of something new for next year. Come back and see me at this time next year, and let's do this again.
Sounds like a great plan. Sure.
Katie and Stacy, thanks for having us. Thanks for being here this morning. Merry Christmas, and thanks for doing this.
Yep. Merry Christmas. You.